nationwide clearance event. Selection, value, clearance, now. Tundra claim based on two-door regular cab. Visit IntelliChoice.com for more information. See dealer for full details.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Don't forget, a lot of our digital camera recommendations can be read in the business section of the Tribune on Monday.
Find them, you will.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Before we went to the break, we were talking to Daryl about his wife's upcoming birthday gift. Quite fine gift. And then we wanted to bring Fran in as well, so we're going to ask the technical wizards here at KTAR.
Because I'll screw it up if I try to do it.
Oh, I know, me too.
Two people at the same time with us. Yeah, something's going to happen where we'll probably break something and we'll be off the air permanently.
So, Daryl, meet Fran. Fran, meet Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Well, good afternoon, Fran.
So, Fran, can you impart any wisdom, any knowledge for Daryl as far as what you like about your digital camera?
Well, I use the AA batteries, and I just need two of them. And I've used my camera extensively, probably took 1,000
years. There, I can't hear her.
You can't hear her?
No.
Oh. Oh, well. You'll have to listen to the audio archives at the end of this, I guess. I don't know how that's going to work. Oh, how's this?
He's trying to fix
Fran,
the situation.
Yeah, how about that? Fran?
I'm here.
Is that better? Okay, there we go.
Okay.
So Fran said that she's her camera uses AA batteries, so she can, she's got that convenience.
It only takes a pair of them, which is nice and convenient, instead of four like most of the bigger cameras.
Fran, how long do the batteries last before you have to replace them?
Oh, I think I can take about 300 pictures.
Now, do you use the LCD screen a lot, or do you turn that off?
No, I usually turn it off, except when I'm editing.
Aha. Daryl, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Huge, huge tip. Doesn't matter what battery system you use. That LCD screen on the back of these cameras, they're really wonderful. It sucks the life out of your batteries. So okay. If you turn that off and use it like a regular camera, you'll get a lot more distance out of the batteries.
Now, Fran, it shows here on the screen that you have an Olympus D520. Is that an SLR camera?
I don't know. It says Comita, and then it's megapixel digital camera, 2 megapixel.
It's a 2 megapixel camera.
Okay.
So that's how long have you had this?
I've had it about a year.
Okay, yeah, that's when 2 megapixel cameras were most common. Right now, 3 seems to be the kind of, well, there's still 2 megapixel cameras out there, but now there's 3. So what kinds of things can you tell Daryl that might help him in his quest for a camera?
Well, you know, I think the less, like the 2 megapixel, I can get about, I took 377 pictures on a 128 megapixel, you know, one of those memory sticks.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then I erased it down to about 276 pictures. So now that was on, because isn't it true that the higher you go, like 3 or 4 or 5,
yes,
you get less?
Correct.
Okay, so I got a lot of pictures, and I went up to Alaska, and I was gone for 14 days, and I only put in another set of batteries.
So you did real well with the batteries and the storage itself.
Oh, yeah, and even after I dropped the camera and took a picture of it as it struck the ground.
Nice.
It's a good, solid camera, and it's I really like it.
Yeah, Olympus as a brand is always rated well. And Daryl, there's a bunch of review sites that we've posted on our website this week as well. So you might want to go shopping online before you go shopping in the real world. The other,
and your website again is?
Datadoctors.com.
Okay.
And one final thing. Now, the SLR thing that he's talking about, that really, you're getting into more expensive cameras. The bottom line with SLR is that's the kind where you can remove the lens like you can with a regular film camera.
Oh, no, not.
You know,
not
that's the point of SLR, is it gives you a lot more flexibility. But you're going to tend to get into higher ranges with that, and probably for a beginner, probably more than you need. One last thing, Daryl. Make absolutely sure you play with the camera as much as you can before you buy it.
Yes.
Play with the buttons. See if it feels good in your hand. See if you can see through the viewfinder. All those things so that you can actually use the thing once you buy it.
I will do that.
All right?
I appreciate it.
Report back to us and let us know how it goes.
I sure will.
And thanks for the call, Fran.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Bye now.
It's the digital camera edition of the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and a host of others here talking cameras or whatever you got on your mind. 602-277-5827. Stay tuned. We got more coming back.